welcome to I'm Trying to Think, episode 34. I'm Chuck Warner. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Dave Stern. Say hello, Dave.
Hello.
I'm Trying to Think is broadcast brought to you by the Foundation Institute. Check them on the web at foundation-institute.org. Foundation-institute.org. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/I'm Trying to Think. You can find us on the web at I'm Trying to Think.com. You can go to Facebook, search for I'm Trying to Think, and become a fan.
Man, let me tell you, the voice and the lean, you look like you're trying to make love to that microphone, my friend.
Why not? The opening music this week is Toto Salo's I Eat Cannibals Part 1.
Oh, God, wait, it's a Part 1?
It's a Part 1. I don't know if there's a Part 2, but listen to this for a second. Just... wow. That is something right there. So, Dave, earlier in the week, though,
There's a lot wrong with that song.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong. But I think I showed you earlier in the week the video for this, right? I linked you to it.
Yeah, which we will need to dump in the show notes because it's about as wrong as the song is. It's just, it's no good.
It's an incredible, incredible tribute to the 80s that took place in the 80s.
And incidentally, incredible, I don't know if you knew this, but rhymes with cannibal.
It does. It is one of the few words that rhymes with cannibal, which is why we've heard it many times now. That band, Toto Salo. Coelho?
Coelho?
It's not a word. I tried to find it. It is not a word as far as I can find.
Is it a Spanish word?
I think it looks Spanish. C-O-E-L-O. I'm thinking... also, in Britain there, Toto Coelho. Salo.
What? Now you're just...
Toto Salo.
Now you're just making noises. Okay. Now you're just like clicks and whistles.
In Britain, they're known as Toto Coelho, but in America, I guess they were Total Coelho, which is just...
well, because Americans don't know what Toto is.
I guess. I thought maybe it was Latin even. I looked it up. No. Couldn't find it. Maybe it's an obscure word or something, but Google couldn't find it. Ergo, it does not exist.
Okay.
So, well, that's that. This is episode 34. We did... other episodes, and now this is 34. 33 other episodes, one of which I think is still a mystery episode, right?
Yeah. One was lost in translation. You know, I'm not going to give anything away. It may have been found in translation and be in the pipeline, but
shh. I said a shh. Shh. It's for you.
Yeah, that was a shh. And some
you're much better
clicking.
At the clicking than I am. Your man, clicks sound better.
I don't know. They pop in the mic. They pop in the mic. It's
they
good.
Do, but... people can deal with that. All right, Dave. So I think you already have a topic to discuss. We're already running behind. I don't know. I don't want to get too much into this. But it is, May 22nd? 23rd, right? May 23rd. That is the series finale of Lost, which we are both huge fans of.
Some sort of way too many hours extravaganza.
Yeah, it's from like 7 to 12:30.
Like retrospectives and Jimmy
Kimmel is funny. A lot of people don't give him enough credit. He's a funny guy. We're on a schedule. It's tight. We need to get done in time to go and watch, I don't know, the first of 2 hours of something. I don't even know what they're actually broadcasting at 7.
A whole bunch of nonsense. Okay, so
I can actually look that very fun. But I just wanted to say, maybe we could do this. Do you think we can do this without breaks, just going straight through? We'll pretend there are breaks. We'll throw music in, but we won't leave. We'll just keep going.
Okay, we can do it.
No peas till Brooklyn.
Okay, I can do it. I've got more shit to talk about. I'm full of ideas, Chuck.
All right.
I'm full of ideas.
Actually, okay. Yes, it is. It's from 7 to 9 is a two-hour review show. I was right. 2 hours.
Clip show.
To try and review.
Clip show.
What has happened in the show. Thus far.
All right, that'll be jolly.
Yeah,
okay.
That'll be jolly. 100 and, okay, so, like 100 and some hours.
Now, but moving on to something that, personally, I find more mind-altering than 6 seasons Lost.
Yes, that
is...
yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
I know. This is something, basically, just to give background, I'm driving to my house, going down Braddock Street, and I see this parked at Frick Park. I took a couple pictures with my crap-ass cell phone camera. I'll try and, you know, get those on the web. We'll get those posted with the show.
Yeah.
But I see this thing that made me do such a double take that I actually then looped around the block And this is, you know, with a passenger, a thankfully tolerant passenger in the car. I looped around the block. Parked. Just to take pictures of this.
Uh-huh.
And basically the quick summary is patriotic Jesus clown car would be the quick summary.
I didn't see the Jesus, but I guess, okay, maybe there's... I saw the pictures, and I guess there was a little Jesus in it.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
It's a conjectural Jesus, though.
No, not quite, because I think some of the details you missed that make it seem more...
Well, I was looking at it on a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah, like I said.
A picture taken.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, you missed them because you suck. I'm saying you missed them because they were not there for you to see. Well, I'll start on the big picture of it, because you start with patriotic clown car. So.
Right.
Okay, so first, it's a PT Cruiser. Which
is a clown car.
No, it's a funny-looking car.
No, I mean, if you're renting a clown, they're going to drive up in one of very few cars. One of those cars that's acceptable is a PT Cruiser. Another one would be like a Volkswagen Beetle or a van, perhaps.
Yeah, I could see a Mini Coupe.
The other one, but this one makes you worry a little bit, probably. But it is a potential one, which is that they drive up in a... a utility van with no windows.
Right, the kind of... That's like a Gacy clown.
Yeah, like, I mean, it could be a Gacy clown, but you never know. I mean, they got to change in there, they got to keep all their makeup and props.
That's true, yeah, if they're really heavily prop costume-based.
But I'm just saying, if you're a rental clown out there, and you have your clown-mobile, if you will, is a utility van with no windows, you might have made a bad choice.
Well... Put some really bright, conspicuous logos on it.
Very bright.
Make it very shiny.
Uh-huh.
Very friendly.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be Creepo the sexually assaulting clown.
You might actually want to put block lettering along the bottom on the sides that says, not a child molester.
Yeah. Unless that's your thing.
Unless you are a child molester. I mean, then there'd be false advertising. But let's be honest. That's not the worst of your crimes, and it would attract more children.
Yeah, okay, so, starting off, you know, PT Cruiser, on the side, you know, Spangles the Clown.
Spangles the Clown.
Spangles is his name.
Spangles. No, you were unsure why.
I mean, I hadn't really thought about it that much. I had just been assuming, you know, it's, you know, whatever, Spangles, Sparky... You know, Spanky, whatever.
Spanky.
It's a clown. You know, it's a clown name. I didn't question it too much.
That's why we have you on the show.
Because I don't ask too many questions.
Because you would find it acceptable that there would be a Spanky the Clown.
In the 50s, in fairness.
In the 50s.
Now I wouldn't see a Spanky
now,
the Clown.
Now Spanky the Clown is an adult entertainment venue.
Oh, not one I'm interested in going to at all. Even, you know,
I would open a bar called Spanky.
I'll tell you right now. As much as I'm pretty much uninterested in adult entertainment, you know, where adult is in quotation marks, I'm that much less interested in adult entertainment, which is specifically Spanky the Clown.
Well, I'm just saying that if I opened a bar with no windows, which not many bars have windows in the first place, but a bar, no windows, along the highway, and just big sign, Spanky the Clown, I would do that if I had a lot of money, because I would do that just to see who came through the doors, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's one of those, just, who's coming into the Spanky the Clown
bar? Is Spanky the Clown, grill? Is Spanky the Clown there? Is he also an act, or is it just,
no.
just a bar?
No, it's just, actually, when you walk in, it's just a big empty room with me, and a camera, and two chairs, you know, I'm sitting in one, and the other one, I'm just kind of like motioning you to sit down, and the door's locked behind you. And I'm just like, all right, it's time to sit down and give me at least 5 minutes on why you would go into a bar called Spanky the Clown.
I got to say, though, just telling me the setup you just envisioned, one thing you might want to put in somewhere inside the bar in really big, really colorful block letters.
Yeah, not a child molester.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that...
Yeah. Spangles the Clown, though, makes sense from the standpoint of being the patriotic clown, Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. And in terms of being patriotic, I will describe to the listener some of the things that make him a patriotic clown. You know,
right.
One, very stars, red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
On the back window
is
entirely covered with one of those, I assume, things where it's like a picture on the out, but you can see inside. Right. Like, who knows? He might just be going blind. He may be a clown of risk.
Right.
But, you know, just
a risking American clown. Spanky the clown.
Yeah, one of those, God, that probably exists. There's probably, like, the shitty adult, like, R-rated hypnotist that, like, perform at every shitty comedy club.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that sounds bad.
But I've never seen an actual act, because it sounds dire, but have you never seen, like, the advertisement for, like, the R-rated hypnotist?
You know, that not whole thing? Explicitly, no, but I can imagine it, and it, yeah, I don't like it. But.
Yeah, because basically anything interesting that could possibly happen isn't, like, moral or legal to do,
mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be bad jokes and bad hypnotism. But, so okay, moving on.
On the back window.
On the back window, you know, full American flag, eagle in front of the flag, God bless America.
Good.
You know.
That's solid.
He's got that. Then this is more clowny than patriotic, although it is red, white, and blue. The front grille is made into a smiley face. Each headlight has eyelashes and eyes.
Oh, that's good.
And there's a smiley face.
Because if you're going to get run down by a car as a child, you want the child to freeze and look.
And see a face. Because you've got a nice cartoon smiling car face bearing down.
Barreling at them, yes.
And then there's a window decal that was great. Is on the, like, back window,
mm-hmm.
There's a big smiley face.
Yeah.
And then next to that smiley face on kind of the main back window,
yeah,
there is a message of 9/11, never forget.
Which is what you always want juxtaposed next to a smiley face.
Yeah, and also just juxtaposed with your clown mobile.
Never forget.
Yeah, so there's that. And then also the reason I think you were thinking you just saw a patriotic clown, but I'm saying patriotic Jesus clown.
Well, yeah, it's because I saw God Bless America, mm-hmm. Which, yeah.
But that tilts towards Jesus, but that could just be generic patriotism.
Just quick aside, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does God Bless America, does that say more for your patriotism or your religiosity?
It's such an empty platitude that it doesn't actually say much about sometimes, anything. Okay. But I feel like it's more a go America person.
Here's the kicker.
Than a
Here's
committed
kicker.
Super
if
religious.
If the president
person.
Says it at the end of a speech, it's a platitude. If anybody says it at the end of a speech, it's a platitude, right?
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
a dude is just standing around with you, and you're just talking, yeah. and in the middle of the talking, he busts out "God Bless America,"
and then he honks his big red nose.
Whether or not. Irregardless of the big red nose, what I mean, does that speak more to his religiosity or his patriotism?
I feel like because you're going straight America,
yeah,
it's a patriotism thing. Because
okay.
religiously, there's just such a wide spectrum of religious things you could talk about. But anyhow, the things that sort of tilt him to being more specifically a religious clown.
Now we're back on Spangles.
Yeah, back yeah. to Spangles. Would be, one, the license plate, which I believe was Joy Be To You.
That's a little Jesus-y.
It's religious-tinged, although it could just be straight-up clowning.
Yeah, it could just be straight-up, you know, optimism. Could
and then also, related, and but, yeah. I didn't study this in detail,
because
uh-huh. to be frank, that would move me from just being gobsmacked and, you know, just documenting this to being a giant fucking creep,
yeah.
so I didn't do it. But
well, I mean, giant.
So I
you got to work your way through a little bit of creep. To kind of creepy, to that's a creep, to
yeah, so
giant creep.
I would say looking in the interior of his car, just glancing,
uh-huh.
might have kicked me to kind of creepy. I'll admit that, sure.
Okay.
But I didn't like really peer. You know,
you
I couldn't
curious.
Bring myself
it's
to
okay.
do that.
You were curious. It's just,
and I believe
okay.
on his dashboard,
uh-huh.
what I saw were one sort of array of about like kind of Beanie Baby sized stuffed animals.
Good.
And then in the center of them.
Uh-huh.
Picture of Jesus.
All right.
So.
Yeah. That,
So we've straight up got.
So are you saying when he looked in his rearview mirror.
Clown.
When he looked in his rearview mirror, Jesus and Beanie Babies. Let's be honest, looked in her rearview mirror.
No, I feel like Spangles is a he with Beanie Babies and Jesus.
Why
That's
do
my
you feel like.
Thought.
Why do you feel it's a he? This is interesting, actually. This is interesting.
Know, I'll be frank.
Uh-huh.
I don't think women should be clowns.
Well, I agree with you, like, from a political standpoint. Do you have any other... See, Beanie Babies, to me, screams, that's a woman.
See, normally, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But...
Well, let me just put it this way.
A couple things, but for me, children's entertainer throws that out of whack, because, you know, one, it could be something to do with children's entertaining, or two, you know, the kind of person who's going to be a children's entertainer, career-wise, you know, I could see either sex, you know, having stuffed animals.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. But the Beanie Baby, just as a, let me put it this way. If you're a person who thinks, first of all, I want to be a clown as a living, and second of all, I want to be a patriotic clown as a living, and third of all, I want to be a Jesus patriotic clown as a living, I have the feeling that you cater to stereotypes more than the average person, right? You're probably in kind of that crux.
A very specific demographic.
Right. And that's either repressed homosexual Christian who has Beanie Babies, or woman Christian who has Beanie Babies. Now, percentage-wise, I'm going to go with woman Christian who has Beanie Babies. Because I feel like male Christian who decides to be a clown, a patriotic clown, a patriotic Jesus clown, if he's straight, he's not going to push the envelope by having Beanie Babies. You know what I mean?
I think he might. Because I think he could be just that sort of like... Because in addition, and this doesn't necessarily contradict repressed homosexual, but I'm going to say expanding it, he could be not necessarily repressed homosexual, but he could be one of those like creepily sunny guys.
Straight guys?
Yeah, you know, hi!
See, I think there are less of those than repressed homosexuals.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know if you've been following the news, but I think I think there might be less women Christians than repressed homosexuals.
Male Christians, yeah. It does seem to be a trend. But, no, I was just playing the odds.
To digress, like, at this point, I don't know about you, but I've gotten to the point where you pretty much assume that any prominently anti-gay Christian is totally gay.
I have to like see them 100%. First. I kind of have to see them in action. For instance, Fred Phelps is not gay.
He's just batshit crazy.
He's just like, batshit crazy.
Which is the other reason. But for me, I think when I sort of turned it over in my head, what I've thought about it, what I've realized is I used to think there were two reasons to care that much about gay sex, and that was, one, you're really interested in gay sex, and two, I'm not sure what the other reason is, but I'm sure it's something with the Bible. But now that I've been kind of just seeing the news and everything, I think there's one reason to be that interested in gay sex.
That's possible. It's a weird thing. I went through, you know, I had the psychology degree thing. I went through these psychology classes. If I can relate my personal anecdote, if you will, about all this.
Feel free.
You go through these classes, and they tell you things like, yeah, there are people who, you know, secretly harbor feelings, and because they feel guilty about those feelings, they project and hate other people who engage in the activities that they are feeling guilty about wanting to engage in, right? And I'm like, no fucking way. You know? When you sit in the classroom and they tell you that, you're like, no fucking way. That doesn't make any sense. Like, and why would you do... Why?
Yeah, I remember I did take a social psychology class, because I remember this phenomenon where there's two things that either happen when you learn about these kinds of things. One, you're either just like, no, that's crazy. Then you start looking around and you're like, oh. Or the thing happens where you learn the thing in like, a social psychology class, and you're just like, oh, there's a name for that. Well, I know that. I see that everywhere.
That's everything. I acknowledge that it happens. I acknowledge that it's obvious that it happens. I mean, like, duh. You can watch it happen. It's just perplexing to me how it happens, you know? How your psychology gets so oddly turned around that you hate the thing you are.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, like, and I can tell you, there have been some times in my life when self-loathing was like a sport to me.
Oh, hell yes.
But
we're both reasonably intelligent people. I mean, of course we've hated ourselves.
Of course we've hated ourselves. But I've never gotten to the point where the things I hated about myself, I took out on people who were like me. You know, it's just never really happened. So that's weird. But I mean, repression is actually not something I've ever had. I don't think. Like, I've never really repressed feelings or a desire or anything. I just kind of come out with them because I'm not really, I don't know. Yeah, when you get labeled weird early on, you don't really have that much to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Okay. Now
Spangles the clown.
Yeah, I'm going to spin back to Spangles for a little bit because I still have a couple questions, some things I want to suss out about Spangles.
Do you think that since Spangles probably hates the terrorists, do you think Spangles might secretly be a terrorist?
It's not impossible.
America really...
It's sort of a conspicuously inconspicuous way to do it, isn't it?
If I could digress for a second...
America, I can't stop you.
America kind of has the same social psychology problem that we're talking about, where we really hate people who do the things that we've done. It's like, you attacked a civilian population. That's bad. Who would do that? What kind of... Oh. Ah, never mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Well, you attacked our civilian population.
Yeah,
we have a double standard.
It's us, it's them. It's clear, you know, in-group, out-group, tribal shit. But,
yeah, go on.
But
go
Spangles
on. Sorry,
the Clown.
Spangles the Clown. I mean, the Spangles the Clown getting a lot of free advertising here.
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
Well, you should be getting paid for this, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
This episode of I'm Trying to Think is brought to you by Spangles the Clown.
No, you wish. Actually, this episode of I'm Trying to Think is brought to you by us. Fucking Spangles the Clown making out like a bandit.
Freeloading,
yeah. Making out like a bandit.
But anyhow, here's the thing that I have been probably most consumed with, or at least that we haven't already gone over, because we've gone over a lot of Spangles the Clown stuff. But
there's a lot of... We could go on for a whole episode about Spangles the Clown.
Yeah, yeah, we might.
I don't know that I want a whole Spangles episode. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, but one thing I've been sort of pondering is the business case.
Right.
Just,
you mean like for an investor?
Not exactly, but just how it works, just what the market is, let's see.
I don't know.
Because you're hosting a children's birthday party, right? For your child.
Yeah, let's say.
Okay, you're like, okay, you know, do I want a magician? No. Okay, no, a clown. You know, you have the impression, for some reason, children like clowns.
Yeah, I don't know where people get that, but...
But, you know, you have that impression, so you're like, yes, let's get a clown.
Okay.
But then you're thinking, okay... I don't want a clown who hates America. Is that where you start? Or you're just like, okay, I need a clown who really loves America. See, this is the step that's complete. Like, who has that as an important thing in their clown criteria?
Let me tell you how I think this business model goes. It is a theory only, but mom looks in the yellow pages for a clown.
Right.
She calls Bobbles the Clown.
Right,
Bobbles
like
is
you
booked.
Will. Yeah, yeah.
She calls Dumbo the Clown, I don't know. That's actually probably trademarked by
the Walt Disney Corporation.
So, Dimbo the Clown, we'll say. Dimbo the Clown, booked. She calls Plinko and Planko, dueling robots, booked. So she's going down the list, Spangles the Clown. Spangles the Clown, that sounds fine.
Uh-huh.
Because, and I looked this up to verify, and I was correct. The Star Spangled Banner, the Spangles, some people I think believe the Spangles refer to, like, the stripes, or something like that, but they don't. A spangle is a sequin or another embellishment.
Yeah, yeah, it's the stars. I mean,
it's, yeah, the stars are
say,
spangles.
If I may cut in.
Go ahead.
I think people who say that the Star Spangled Banner. The spangles means stripes. They don't really understand how words go together with
words. I don't know that. I don't think actually most people even think about what it means. There's like star spangled. Duh. That's extra patriotic. Okay. You got stars and spangles. That's like twice as USA as USA.
But now it's like the spangling in that case. That's a verb.
You look up Spangles
friend.
The Clown. You're like, oh, Spangles. You know, that sounds like a clowny name. You call Spangles the Clown. Spangles available. You book Spangles the Clown. You're like, hey, Spangles, what do you do? Oh, I do some magic tricks. You know, I try to teach
balloon
the kids.
Balloon animals.
Balloon animals. But I try to make a wholesome message, teach the kids a little something about, you know, like a good life lesson as a part of it. Oh, Spangles, that sounds great. Spangles comes over.
And your Spangles? Your gobs, Spangles your bit gobsmacked.
You don't know. No,
oh, do you not see the car?
Fine,
do
you not see the car? Spangles walks up to the door. Red, white, and blue costume. You're like, oh, all right.
No, it's fine. He looks
fine as a clown.
He looks like Evel Knievel.
Yeah, I mean,
kids love Evel Knievel and clowns.
You're like, all right, kids, the clown is here. Yay. Clown comes out. Starts to, and a little tricks, maybe tell little jokes in a funny voice. And then he starts with the balloon animals, Dave. And let me tell you, this is where it does not go well.
Is one of them a cross?
No. Both of them are towers, Dave.
Oh,
and
no,
then
no.
Spangles gets into what we shouldn't forget.
What
the terrorists do and what we cannot forget.
Oh,
this is Tower One, Dave. Pop!
Oh, God.
And then, hours later, this is Tower Two. Pop! Kids.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
One question.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Spangles would, because Spangles cares a lot about this and he really wants you to never forget.
Right.
Does he also make a balloon of that one little annex building?
It's Building 7.
Building 7?
Yeah.
That's the one.
I don't know. It depends. Let me tell you what. Whether or not Spangles makes a balloon of Building 7 depends entirely on if Spangles is a 9/11 truther or not. If Spangles is a 9/11 truther, there's a Building 7 balloon. But I have the feeling that he is not, or he or she is not, because if you say 9/11, never forget, and you're a truther, you say 9/11, never forget what the government did.
Yeah, I feel like he's more patriotic. I don't think he's going to be... I don't think he's the questioning type.
Yeah. We got a slight pop in the mics, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we take a little break?
That might be God telling us to wrap up the Spangles
talk.
Well,
no, we're going to come back with more Spangle talk.
Okay, good.
In a minute, after this short break, we will be back with more of Spangles the Clown on I'm Trying to Think. And here we are now, back with more of episode 34 of I'm Trying to Think. Spangles the Clown, we're not done with you.
Okay, so are you just going to pick up? Are you going to
try to paint
more of a... Okay, so
no,
done.
I think I'm done.
You don't need to paint more of a word picture with his
the
act.
The balloons pop.
And it's...
Tower 1, Tower 2. And he tells the kids, you know, Christianity is the one true religion. Muslims are... dirty, backwards, cave-dwelling primitives who hate God and Jesus, and then he goes on his way.
Okay, so basically, you think his business model is more just, he's not selling to a market.
No, I don't think he's...
Pay for the clown, you get the patriotic Jesus.
That's right. You pay for the whole seat, but you only need the part that you need to shove him out the door to get him the hell away from your kids.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think a lot of people out there, certainly none of the listeners of this show, would call Spangles the Clown after seeing that car and thinking, this is good. This will be good for the kids.
But here's the thing. Here's my other theory that I think is a possibility is, it might just be part of that sort of alternate American culture where it's like, you know, the way that other 20 to... Because there is this other 20 to 30% where it's like, basically, you know, it's where, you know, Christian rock festivals and the Left Behind series and, you know...
Say it, Dave.
Davy and Goliath.
Say the T word.
Which?
Tea partiers.
No, not even necessarily, because some tea partiers.
There's a crossover.
There's certainly a crossover, but I'm talking more specific, just a fundamentalist
That's what thing. I love about the tea partiers, is you have these, like, dominionists, definitely... In the Tea Party.
And libertarians.
I have no idea how those work together. But you definitely have elements in the Tea Party who would say, well, of course you wouldn't have an official state religion. That's ridiculous. Well, the state shouldn't control anything like that. And then you have some of the people in the Tea Party who would definitely say, oh no, the state religion is Christianity.
And there's a Christian nation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Christian nation, Ten Commandments on the courthouses, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But kind of...
And I want them to fight it out, Dave.
You want that schism to just happen? Yeah.
What I love about this, too, is, hey, look out, we're going into a new topic. It's crazy, but it's true.
I noticed.
Okay. Ron Paul has a son, Rand Paul.
Is that his name?
Who won the Senate
primary
in Kentucky.
I don't think that's how they say it, but...
Kentucky. Came out this week.
We're
really making fun of Kentuckians.
I don't know. We don't know what's going on. Kentuxitons?
No. They elected Rand Paul. Rand Paul...
Nominated
Rand Paul, regardless. Whatever. Rand Paul has... he's a libertarian. He has libertarian views. And apparently now...
You're talking about gay marriage. Or abortion. He's a libertarian.
I said he has libertarian views. I didn't say he had.
Except when it would be inconvenient for him to be so.
Well.
In a lot of ways.
Yes. So, apparently, the left just realized right now, like, what the hell? Libertarians are not in favor of things like the ADA or the Civil Rights Act. And Rand Paul takes the position, okay, the government shouldn't be discriminatory. But he seems to think that private businesses should be allowed to discriminate. And now here's the thing, like, this has, like, I, as a leftist, am like, yeah, okay, I understand that, it's libertarianism. I am not on board with it, but it doesn't break my head when I hear that kind of stuff. I can actually completely see their point, I just don't think it's a worthy one in the long run. But, like, everybody on the left is completely bonkos about this. Like, what?! You don't support the Civil Rights Act? What?
I think because we kind of come from a sort of academic, nerd-focused background, I think we talk to more libertarians than a lot of average people.
Yeah, well, average liberals, I mean. Yeah. That's the people who are going crazy. To me, it's like, I actually don't find it, and of course, you know, I'm a white dude. So, take this with the white dude grain of salt. But I'm not a white.
A grain of white salt.
I'm not a white, but I am a
white. Sparkling grain of salt.
Which is that I find it more abhorrent when people say people don't have a right to health care than when people say businesses should be allowed to discriminate based on race or sexuality or anything else. I find the first way more abhorrent than the second. Maybe that's just me. And I am a white dude, so there you go.
It's just like, I don't know, I think it's just that, you know, the healthcare thing was like a mainstream debate, so I think people are less surprised about that. Whereas this is, you know,
I just mean
this
from
is
a
settled
moral,
law from 45 years ago.
I mean,
you know
from
what
a
I mean?
Moral
I think
standpoint,
that's why it kind of took people
right.
aback.
I mean, that's possibly, yeah, possibly true, but whatever. I mean, it's still the point is like, I'm not saying anybody's out there comparing those two, and everybody has to come down on one side, which is more abhorrent. No, I don't think that's actually happening. I'm just saying, personally, when I heard these statements and I heard people going completely crazy about them, I was like, well, what did you expect? Like, he's a libertarian. What do you expect? But of course, yeah, he's not going to be a libertarian on the points that are not going to get him elected. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Of course,
I look forward to him backpedaling on doing anything about the debt that involves raising taxes. Because here, in my opinion, is the sort of brutally honest thing about the debt. Because this is apparently talk radio now, so now we're like, no, the thing about the national debt. But
go talk
but
to
I'll
me, Rush.
I'll tell it to them. No, the thing about the national debt.
Yeah, talk
okay,
to me.
No,
that's
I,
a good
I,
Rush. That is a good Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, you know, I can't continue it. I can't actually
that's
make
right.
a point in it. So
that's
I'll just,
right. Throw it out to me.
I'll come back.
Because Spangles the Clown wants to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
So go.
Spangles cares, but I think any politician who was actually legitimately serious about, you know, trying to do something about the debt would talk about cutting services and raising taxes, because you have to do both of those things. And
you don't actually have to do both, but it would be the easiest
true.
Way.
I mean, you don't have to, but...
Yeah. I think efficiency and raising taxes are the way to
do it. I would say there are two sort of, there's sort of little, there's a fantasy on each side of the political spectrum where it's like, there's the sort of Republican fantasy where, you know, you'll slash government programs, except not the government programs people like, but somehow some
not
other...
Social Security.
No. But. Which is the, you know, not Social Security and not Medicare, which are the two programs which are, you know, eating the budget and or the
and
defense.
And are the most socialist ones.
Or the defense, which are the three things that eat the budget alive. But
it's like
somehow you will cut the NEA and cut taxes and the budget will balance. That's the sort of Republican fantasy.
Yeah.
And then there's a sort of Democratic fantasy where it's just like, oh, you just raise taxes and make new programs and the budget works. And well, I don't think either of those are correct.
I enjoy the Republican fantasy of government doesn't work, so we're going to stop it from regulating business. But it does apparently invade other countries really well, and we have such a shining record on that in the last, you know, 30 or 40 years, that we're going to spend a lot of money to make sure that it can do that.
Yeah, like, government...
If you don't
it's
think
interesting views on government.
If you don't think government can handle healthcare or regulating the Wall Street or banks or anything,
why do
else,
you think it can?
Why would
manage...
you give it nuclear weapons?
Yeah,
that it's... doesn't make any sense. It's fun, and I have to say, I'm going to tell you, Dave. I actually am impressed. I think the United States government has done a remarkable job with nuclear weapons in the last 50-some years.
Not a single whoops.
Or 60 years, having only used them twice. I feel pretty good about that. Mm. That's against people, at least, you know. Yeah,
over
I think that's...
60 years without a single whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah, that's a round of
Go
applause
team.
Right there. So that's your thing right there, Dave. But okay. I think if I can just... talk radio for one second.
Go for it.
We're going to go Spangles.
Yeah.
Here's your talk radio moment for the week.
Forward.
In order to
fix... Oh, man, my rush was gone.
Economy, healthcare, anything else. You have to make a middle class again. That just... It has to be there. You can't have everybody either in the top 1% or all the way at the bottom. It has to be spread evenly. You have to support a middle class. Anyways.
All right.
There you go. I'm sure that Spangles supports a middle class.
Yeah.
Squeaky clown balloon.
Spangles
sounds,
does everything he needs to for a prosperous America. But anyhow, as I was as I was saying before we took, you know,
talk radio.
A hard left.
Hey, that's our what was our
oh man, that would be a great name for either a liberal talk radio show or a pornography. It's hard left.
Hard left. We could do a liberal talk radio pornography podcast called Hard Left.
Okay.
Well, what was our conservative podcast called?
Opinion House?
No.
Was that Opinion House?
No, Opinion House was different. That was just the yelled radio. No, it was the one where...
Was this the tautology
oriented? Yeah, no, it was... Yeah, it was tautology oriented. It was...
God.
I forget.
We have a lot of ideas.
I still remember Holy Shit Giant Dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Actually... Next week, you're going to be gone on vacation, and you're going to be gone pretty much for a week and a little more. You know, hopefully in 2 weeks, we'll still record as usual. But I was considering, before we switched the schedule around, since it was the week that you were going to be on vacation that we were supposed to record, that I would actually do an episode of I Don't Want to Think About It.
Ooh, I like
it. Just solo.
Get some of these projects off the ground.
Of I Don't Want to Think About It. And maybe I will, can combine everything into one episode. Like, do, like, 5 minutes of I Don't Want to Think About It.
Get
5 minutes
just
of...
Just get them all off the ground.
Opinion House
make
will be
like,
hard without you.
Make it like pilot season.
Yeah,
shoot
exactly.
All these pilots.
A lot
see
of
See which
pilots.
Ones hit with the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but circling back to Spangles, I think...
Spangles.
I think you might well be right that it's you pay for clown, you get some opinions.
Yeah.
But... I think the other possibility is that it's just part of that 20 to 30%, you know, that culture where it's like everything secular needs a shitty Christian equivalent. You know what I mean? So this might be your thing where it's like, I want a clown,
here's the
but
thing,
I don't want a clown who might be godless or might be satanic. So you get the guaranteed vetted Jesus clown.
This satanic
who's
going to
give you a positive message.
The satanic Ooh, clown is the
market
one to
niche.
Avoid.
Market niche. I'm just saying. I think I see a market
Anton
niche.
Anton LaVey the clown. No, I'm thinking, Dave, that this is less of a... I understand that the idea about the shitty Christian equivalents, like Fireproof, for instance. You know, the movie with Kirk Cameron that's like a Christian-oriented film. And they make Christian-oriented movies. And actually, what I found out there's a huge market of, thanks to Netflix, there's a large population on Netflix now of gay-oriented movies. Which, I understood that gay romantic movies are incredibly underrepresented. There's like, there's no real mainstream gay romantic movies. Very few. I can't think of any right now.
And the Brokeback Mountain.
That's
about it.
That's pretty much it. And I don't know. That's a drama, I think, more than a romance. But regardless,
okay. Yeah, you mean like a fuzzy like rom com? And there is like this whole underground gay subgenre. My understanding is that most of them are terrible.
It's possible,
but in fairness, most of everything is terrible. Most so everything that's is probably terrible. Just the same ratio problem.
So, anyways, there's a ton of this. There's a ton of gay movies. But what I did not expect was, not only are there gay movies, gay romantic movies, which there are tons of on Netflix, you know, in the sort of special interest category, if you will, but there are gay horror movies. What is untouched in the horror genre that required
requires gayness?
Yeah.
Well, I would say the simplest thing is, let's say, you're kind of a 14, 15-year-old kid, you're just like, you're watching, Jason 18, right?
It's Friday the 13th.
Jason goes, no, I'm saying Jason, like, the 18th Jason movie,
Yeah.
Jason 18, Jason in Atlantis.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, so you're watching that, you look in the undersea dome.
The movies aren't called Jason 13, they're called they're called Friday the 13th, Part 8.
Okay, so you're watching Jason 18, Jason Goes to Atlantis.
The only thing that mentioned Jason explicitly is Freddy versus Jason.
Okay, so you're watching Jason 18, Jason Goes to Atlantis. And, you're in the undersea dome, and, these two teenagers are kissing, they're making out, a lady and a gentleman, a lady teenager and a gentleman teenager. They're smoking pot and, making out and they're having sex. And then Jason comes and kills them, and you just have this little sigh, and it's like, this just doesn't feel like me.
All right, so you're saying that since horror movies have a trope of having sex in them, that
it's not gay enough.
Yeah, you would want to, homosexually, if you're as a homosexual, you would want a homosexually geared sex scene in your horror movie.
Clearly.
Okay, I can understand that.
That's my assumption.
Thank you for bringing me on board, Dave.
Happy to help.
Yeah. So, I just don't... Here's the thing. Spangles, as we discussed, I think has more of a patriotic leaning than a religious one. If you wanted a Christian clown, I'm sure there are Christian clowns who are explicitly Christian clowns. Right?
Right.
This guy is... Or girl is explicitly patriotic. An America clown. Which I don't know that there's as much call for.
So you think it's more like a kind of a clown Toby Keith? Where it's like Toby Keith, because Toby Keith will talk about God, but that's not his primary thing, compared to his thing is America.
Yeah.
And giving beer to horses, which just seems dumb. But
I don't know. I don't know about horses and beer consumption. So, I mean, we'd have to get some statistics on that.
That just seems dangerous.
That's
like drinking, telling your car to drink.
I would tell my car to drink if it would fill itself with gas. Or if it could drink, like, water, let's say, and just run. That would be a lot cheaper.
Okay, yeah, but... Okay, forget it. It was not a great metaphor.
Anyways. I just think that since he's an America clown, or she...
He's an American clown. He's an American clown.
I just find it
He's
also,
coming to your town.
Yeah,
He'll help you party down.
He's an
American clown.
Right.
Oh, man, that even rhymes better than the real song.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think American Band follows a different rhyming scheme. It's A-A-B-B-A. So that's different. I mean, it's not...
And in this case, the A-A in the rhyming scheme is kind of a... Randian tautology thing, because A equals A in this case, because it's band rhymed with band.
It does rhyme. Yeah, band has to rhyme with band.
Rhymes with band. Then in the last A at the end of the chorus, it rhymes with band again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very
I'm
Randy.
I'm just saying it's A-A-B-B-A-A. So, anyways, you throw me all the way off here.
Hey, you had a point.
I totally did, and, you know, I'm sure that Hillock Joe is listening, and he probably actually has stopped listening, because this is just, this is like the digression episode, that because it's all about Spangles. We've done 45 minutes on Spangles with digressions.
Yep.
That's all we're doing. That's all that today's episode is.
Okay.
We're going to get to Spangles. We're going to get to the end, and it's going to be Spangles at the end. And it's just, it's an hour of Spangles, which I think is too much.
Spangles talk. We may have overdone it, but it's too late now. It's
too late now.
It's all over, baby
you
blue.
You heard it. You can't unhear it, which really ought to be the motto for our show. I think a podcast of quality is a good motto, but... You heard it, you can't unhear it, is good too.
That may be right up there.
Oh man, we're getting the mic pop again.
This might be the way we are told to just stop.
All right, we'll take a very short break. We'll be back with more on Spangles the Clown and more I'm Trying to Think in a moment. I'm trying to think. That was We're an American Band by Grand Funk Railroad. Earlier, Suspicious Minds, covered by the Fine Young Cannibals, which ties back to I Eat Cannibals, our first song. See?
It's a loop.
It was a theme.
It's a thing.
It was kind
of
broken by We're an American Band, but since
you
we
gotta
mentioned
do
that song, it was
what
funny.
You gotta
it was
do.
Topical. Anyways.
You gotta, yeah.
Spangles the Clown. We gotta finish this up. We gotta move on here. We gotta get out. I just want to say, I didn't think there's as big of a market for the patriotism.
For specifically patriotic.
Christianity, clients. I could see. Patriotism, I don't know. All right, any other Spangles points you want to make?
I think we covered him. We got him.
I wanted to talk just briefly about Lost and how it's ending tonight. And how that pretty much means there's nothing worth watching on television in the kind of prime time slot. Like, here's the kicker, Dave. I watch V, okay?
Mm.
Yeah, I watch V. It is not a good show. It is still one of the better shows on television.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard good things about some other stuff. I may have to start looking
at
it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start looking at it.
The Breaking
around.
Bad or something, you know, Dad from Malcolm
Bad.
In the Middle has the cancer.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, I heard good things. You know, everybody talks about The Wire. I still haven't seen a single episode, so I can go back and watch that.
I can loan you.
You know what I've been watching on the Netflix?
What?
X-Files.
Holds up.
Good show. Holds up.
Yeah, I'd imagine, especially now, because you can just stop it after a couple seasons.
I'm in season 3. I don't know when it... I mean, like, season 9 is when they replaced Scully and Mulder, kind of, and...
Yeah, I think you stop it
and then
somewhere
it just
around when that
nine,
movie
so.
Came out or something. I don't know.
The movie, I think, is at the
I'm
end
not a
of
huge
season
X-Files guy,
6.
But
it's a good
yeah,
show.
There's stuff out there.
I would recommend you watch it.
And,
you know, so, yeah.
And
I
ABC,
don't...
also, ABC keeps on trying to make things Lost, like, because...
Flash Forward?
Yeah, which got canceled.
Did it?
Happy Town lasted, like, 3 episodes. They're canceled. They
canceled
that.
That one looked interesting.
No, because here's the problem with Happy Town, and I've heard this was kind of how it played out, too.
Yeah.
Was the problem. Because this was just the problem I had with the commercials.
Okay.
And from what I've heard of reviews and commentary, it was the problem with the show itself. Is they were trying to do a kind of, you know, Twin Peaksy, like, very David Lynchy, like, aggressively David Lynchy thing.
All right.
But when you do that, you call it Twin Peaks, you know? You don't call it fucking Happy Town, where it's just like you're battering people over the head. Because basically that was the problem, is like it was just battering people over the head, where it's like, happy, but it's not as it seems. Happy Town, irony. You know, no one wants to be punched in the face with that.
Yeah, Lost.
It's got to happen.
Lost has a perfect title, which I really like. You know? It's just a perfect title for that show. What else would you call it? You could call it The Island, right?
The
but
Island,
it would give away too much right up front.
Yeah, yeah. missing is kind of like a crappier. That would be like a first draft title for it.
Because that's like my thought.
But it's not as thematically resonant.
I've discussed this with a coworker, and he approves this idea, and I think it's a great idea. And that is basically, here's what you do. You take a year off, maybe, if you need it. Okay? J.J. Abrams, Carlton Cuse, Damon Lindelof, come back. Lost 2.
The Lostening?
No. You just do the whole show over again. Okay? New characters. New mythology. New world. New... It doesn't just... I mean, don't use the same island and stuff, because we've got those. Use a different thing entirely. I mean, people could get lost in the woods. People can get lost in space. People can
get
lost...
They did that show, actually.
Shut up. People get lost in the outback. People can get lost in the mountains.
When you're saying to get, like, lost in the outback, it's like...
Good day.
You have a blooming onion. You can't find the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've had that problem.
That's a rough show.
I'm just saying...
That's a rough show.
Those people are really good. They should stay together and keep making stuff.
So you're just saying keep the band together?
Keep the band together. New show, but keep the band together. You know? Whatever. I don't care what you do. Vampires are popular now. I mean, the whole reason they made Lost is because of Survivor's popularity.
Which, in retrospect, seems...
Completely fucked up.
Such from a different time in the universe.
Who cares? Still worked. Whatever. Vampires are popular now. They could make a vampire show. I don't care. I just want more from them. And I want to see more from them. I really like them. And I don't care what anybody says. Cloverfield was a pretty good movie. I'm saying it. It was right. It's out there now. It's out there.
I liked it fun. Okay.
All right.
So, I think that covers it.
I haven't watched Alias. I guess I should watch that.
It's all right.
You know who's in Alias?
Terry O'Quinn.
Locke, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's in The X-Files?
Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah. You know who's in Star Trek?
Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
You know who's in the 80s slasher film The Stepfather?
Jesus Jones?
They may have been on the soundtrack. I don't know. But I was going to go with Terry O'Quinn.
Oh, okay. All right, well... thank you all for listening.
Actually, wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You know who played Howard Hughes in The Rocketeer?
I don't know.
Terry O'Quinn.
That's, yeah, that was a movie. I think I saw it when I was 12. All right.
Holds up. Holds up more than you'd think it would.
I would think it would not hold
That's
up.
That's my
so
recommendation.
Any more than not would be.
The Rocketeer.
All right.
Mobsters
then.
Fighting Nazis.
With a rocket pack, no less. All right. Well, this has been a great show. Dave, episode 34 is in the bank. You have anything you want to say here?
Not at all. We go out high.
Yeah, we knocked that out of the park. Out of the park, Dave. And I don't even like baseball. All right. Well, we'll be back in 2 weeks with more, I'm trying to think. Possibly in a week with me doing a bunch of solo podcasts that would be really terrible. But you never know. I could get bored. I will leave you with Hong Kong Garden by Susie and the Banshees. Say goodnight, Dave.
Good night.
Good night, people.